Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you would like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And next week's show in Cleveland, Ohio, December 8th. We will be at the State Theater along with Paula Poundstone, Faith Saley, and Peter Gross. Don't miss it. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Emily Glavin, and I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts. I love that. I love Boston. I spent a lot of time there. What do you do there?
I'm training sailors how to fight pirates, Captain Phillips style.
You are not.
What?
I am.
That is so cool. First of all, where do you get the expertise in fighting pirates?
Well, I kind of just send them to the class. But I like to say that I actually train them.
So wait a minute. So you're not actually teaching them like knife fighting. You're saying, go to your knife fighting class.
Yeah.
Emily, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and just two of the limericks will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
Well, here we go. Here is your first limerick.
In response to this new food trend poll, how much did our pets play a role? With soup and with rice, it works out real nice. But must we eat cake from a...
bowl?
Yes, bowl!
She is.
The Hut... Let me give her some applause for that. Yeah. The Hut food trend in 2017 promises to be, once again, a bunch of crap thrown in a bowl. In a recent report from a restaurant trade association, bowls were said to have a pleasant psychological effect on the diner. Quote, if you hold a bowl Buddha-like while eating, you are more prone to mindfulness about your meal, unquote. The report says that explains why so many people achieve nirvana at a KFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Buddha thing is one thing, but a bowl just kind of means there's more of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly feels that way.
Yeah.
There's a real sort of satisfying, oh, I bought a lot of food.
Yeah, this plate is so big it has walls.
Yeah, exactly. Here is your next limerick.
The North Pole loves pizza and plain beer, but delivery on bikes is a pain here. So let Comet and Blitzen bring toppings and fixins. Our pizzas delivered by...
plain beer?
Not plain deer. You've almost got it. A different variety of deer that rhymes with that. Plain deer.
Oh, reindeer.
Reindeer,
yay.
Yes. Domino's Pizza in Japan is, at least they say they are, training reindeer to deliver pizza this winter. It's the only time killing your delivery man and mounting his head on the wall is legal. You said 30 minutes or less, Rudolph. So Domino's in Japan released a video that showed the employees walking these reindeer around a parking lot with delivery boxes strapped to their backs. And the staff keep up with the reindeer with a smartphone that shows the animal's location. Oh, my reindeer's on the way. But you know what's going to happen. Your pizza will never arrive. Mm-hmm. And on Christmas Eve, obese reindeer will fall from the sky.
Through your roof.
Exactly. Here is your last limerick.
Though I am a candy bar junkie, even I find this milk source too wonky. It isn't okay if its moo is a bray. This chocolate has milk from a...
donkey?
Yes, a donkey.
Yeah.
Yuck. A company in Switzerland, perhaps tired of that nation's standing as home to the world's best chocolate, has started making milk chocolate with donkey milk. The company is called Fornerad. They say... it's donkey's milk chocolate is the first of its kind and perfect for people who might be allergic to cow's milk or people who never want to eat chocolate again.
I have all my donkey chocolate delivered by reindeer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why Eeyore is always so gloomy. Winnie the Pooh is constantly trying to milk him.
I guess I'll pretend to lactate again.
Isn't it weird, though, we're like, oh, God, donkey's milk. Oh, that's so disgusting. Oh, get away from us. I'm just going to have a, I need to recover him and have a brimming glass of liquid I just squeezed from a cow udder.
Yeah, it is gross. very arbitrary how we feel about these things. But I'll tell you what.
What?
Milk is delicious and donkey milk is gross, and that's just how God intended it.
That's true.
Yes.
Bill, how did Emily do in our quiz?
You know, Emily got them all right. Good job, Emily.
Well done, Emily. And good luck with those pirates.
Oh, thanks.